live from the Twin Peaks Studios. Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
This game Saturday is an odd game. This is one of the ones, because to me, until the Texas game at College Station, like A&M to me feels like not only, you know, should they win, these aren't games you're really that concerned about until you get to Texas, except this one. Because A&M, they get past, you know, after South Carolina, you got New Mexico State and Auburn on the road. You should handle those. But this South Carolina team is weird, man.
Their pass rush is terrifying.
They're 4-3, and they've got losses. It's crazy. Like, sometimes you think about it, like, they beat the brakes off Kentucky and Lexington. And then Kentucky, the very next week, gave Georgia everything they could handle and lost 13-12. But South Carolina scored all up and down. I remember flipping through CBS or ABC saying, to hell with this. This thing is over. But they've got losses at home by 3 to LSU. We talked about the Alabama game on the road that they were leading in the fourth quarter and then had a real chance to win later in the fourth quarter, even after they gave up the lead. And then they just blew out. Now, Oklahoma's not the Oklahoma that has been, but they beat the hell out of Oklahoma in Norman. This South Carolina game, fellas, this is a weird one for A&M. This is one of those ones where
you ain't lying.
The early part can make you nervous. You can see this being, you know, a game where, you know, South Carolina comes out early and they've got high intensity and A&M can match it. And now, you know, this one is a weird one. A&M's got this quarterback situation thing on who's going to play and who's not, who's going to be the guy. This is an interesting game, say the least, in Columbia, South Carolina on Saturday night.
Interesting is a really good way to put it. This is a game, again, for me, I'm 1 week into buying that A&M, first time in a long time. That A&M is an absolute contender. This is the A&M team that I've been looking for since Jimbo Fisher took the job, to be completely honest with you. And this is a week where they can prove it. Last week was a monster at home, but there is no doubt about it. There may not be a bigger advantage in terms of home field advantage than what you have in College Station. It's absolutely ridiculous, and that was on display last weekend. Now they're on the road, right?
Yep.
It's correct.
I'm going to tell you, man, and this is a game where A&M should go in there with their ears pinned back, playing hair on fire, and kick the hell out of South Carolina.
Yeah!
But Lenore Sellers, the quarterback at South Carolina, and ass-kicking chickens, they're going to go as he goes. And I'm telling you, now he may be god-awful on Saturday, but there's also a chance that he's going to be great. He's a big dude that can run it, that can extend plays. He's got a big arm. He is a highlight reel, if there ever was one. And some high highs and some low lows. But boy, if you catch him on a day where he's got them, yeah, he's rocking and rolling, man, the Aggies could have their hands full. So this is a chance to me for the Aggies to go in there and prove that this ain't Jimbo Fisher's Aggies. Because Jimbo Fisher's Aggies, they'd walk in here like the crap didn't stink.
Oh, yeah.
They'd walk in here like they already been in a national championship game. They'd walk in here like they're better than South Carolina, thinking that they can just walk through this thing and beat them away ass-kicking chickens. And
that's pitiful.
You'd look up and Jimbo'd be on the hash yelling at his quarterback in the fourth quarter when you're down 10.
Mm-hmm.
This is the game for me, for the Aggies, for this football team. I know I love Elko. I said this when he got hired. I liked Elko taking over with his discipline and kind of his approach. I think he's going to do good things, but this is the time for these players. And I know there's a lot of turnover nowadays in college football. This is the time for all these players to prove that it's no longer Jimbo Fisher's Aggies. This is Mike Elko. This is a different squad, and we're going to handle our business.
Yeah, these are the games that traditionally, like Georgia and Alabama, haven't been losing. Like, yep. You know what I mean?
Take care of business.
And like I said, this is a tough game. This is a road game This is going to be a team that is absolutely ready for this game. And it is A&M.
Yeah.
Is A&M ready for it? Because you can see scenarios in which they struggle offensively, and it's a weird game, and they maybe struggle with this defense. But because if they get past this one, because that's what I want. I got
November 30th, baby.
That's it. I don't have a dog in the fight, but two one loss teams, and you know A&M being undefeated in the conference,
5-0
for that game to be at the highest that it could be. Texas versus Texas A&M. That's the one, because you could. I don't know how the tiebreakers work out. We were just talking about this during the break, because Georgia and Tennessee play each other. The winner of that, which I'd assume it's probably going to be Georgia, but the winner of that, they'll be sitting there with one loss.
Mm-hmm.
A&M doesn't have any losses. Texas has one loss. That could be for. However the tiebreakers work out, that could be for a spot, the final spot.
Huge.
In the SEC championship game. So I want to see if A&M's mature enough to handle this.
That's game. It. Maturity is the answer.
Mature enough
now,
to handle this game.
Here's the thing. Just a little recent history in the SEC, history being this year. There have been teams on the top of this conference. There's been teams that have been on the top of the country. And get beat. Tennessee's been high, top five ranked. Arkansas beat them. No business losing that football game. Alabama's been top ranked.
Man.
Vanderbilt has beaten them. You look down, Ole Miss was at the top of their game and the talk of the town. Who got them? Kentucky went in there and got them. And so when you look at this, we've seen more teams go down in these situations than we have seen rise up in these situations, right? So you can even throw Georgia in there, by the way, boys. I mean, we're looking at this Georgia. That ain't the same Alabama team. Like, this ain't Saban's Alabama team.
Kentucky almost got them.
Yeah, that's a different Alabama. So you can say that Alabama getting Georgia is right along with some of those lesser teams jumping on some of the top-ranked football teams. So, look, the reality of it is who in the SEC is going to get to the top the way A&M is right now. And to your point, be the mature champion of the group and not give up and have some inexcusable loss along the way.
Yeah, and just to speak to what y'all have been saying this entire segment, we've been talking college ball. I mean, this is most likely just going to be a straight-up showdown in South Carolina between A&M and the Gamecocks. This game right now, y'all know I'm degenerate. Check the betting lines. Game right now, Aggies are only a 2.5-point favorite in South Carolina. So get it done, boys.
Don't text in. I really like Elko, is what Sally says.
I do too, Sally. Hey, save me a little set room Saturday. I want 100 on them Ags, man.
Okay, I can do that. See, let me know ahead of time. I got you covered, brah.